The sign of the cross is surely the most known and practiced symbol and gesture in all of Christianity. But when you and I cross ourselves and say the accompanying words, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we need to ask ourselves, what are we truly saying? And what does it mean? There's no short answer to that. I read somewhere that St. Augustine wrote 15 volumes on the subject. The Trinity is the foundation of Christian truth. And so today we are celebrating the great mystery of our faith tradition, the solemnity of the Holy Trinity. Now, there's a story that maybe some of us had heard in the past, and it's a story about St. Augustine that bears repeating. St. Augustine was walking along on a sandy beach meditating on the mystery of the Holy Trinity. How can God be three in one? The Father is truly God. The Son is truly God. The Holy Spirit is truly God. And here's the mystery. There are not three gods. There is only one God. And then he saw a boy carrying a bucket of water from the ocean and pouring it into a hole that the boy dug. And he asked the boy what he was doing, and the boy replied, "I'm emptying this ocean into this hole." Augustine stopped dead in his tracks and thought, "I'm trying to pour this mystery of a great God into my little mind." So what does this story have to do with us today? You and I will never really understand the full meaning of this mystery with our finite minds. St. Ignatius of Loyola used an example of using three musical notes to produce one sound. One theologian used an example of water. He stated that water exists in three different forms: as a gas and steam, solid and ice, and as a liquid. And I recently read something about the Trinity that we can sort of understand with our finite minds that really hits home, so to speak. In essence, we are celebrating three acts of love that God has bestowed on us. The first act of love is creation that we attribute to the Father. He called each one of us into being and put each one of us on this earth for a specific purpose. What an awesome God. The second love is salvation that we attribute to the Son. The Son was made flesh. He lived among us, and he saved us from sin. He called each one of us by name to complete the work on earth that he started. The third act of love is sanctification that we attribute to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us courage and the guidance to help us carry on the work that we were created and called to do. However, there's a catch. Hidden in these three acts of love is a challenge. And the challenge is, how do we deepen our relationship with the Trinity? An appreciation for what the Trinity does for us. Do we strive to make the Trinity a practical part of our daily lives? In short, the challenge is, how do we live the Trinity? And needless to say, we live in a world of conflicting voices, conflicting ideas, and conflicting messages. And if you're like me, there are times when we honestly don't know what is right. And there are times when we really want to know what is the best, and most important of all, the right way to handle a situation. Trust in the Father. Follow the Son. Listen to the Holy Spirit. I truly believe that this is the way to bring the Holy Trinity into the nitty-gritty of our lives. I would like to offer you a way of keeping us in sync with the Holy Trinity. It can be used as sort of an after-action report of our day. I have to admit that I've mentioned this in the previous homily, so I know it works. At the end of the day, try to find a quiet place to be alone with God. Or maybe just before you fall asleep, try to think of the Holy Trinity this way. Thank God the Father for all the gifts and all the good things that happened today. Thank God the Son for forgiveness for not being the follower that He wants us to be today. And thank God the Holy Spirit for the courage and the wisdom to face the challenges of tomorrow. But most important of all, ask the Trinity for the grace to live the mystery. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.